Good evening and welcome to another edition of Agar Meditation. And today the intention is to experience God's love. So to start with, I want to give you a few instructions today. I want you to start by sitting in a quiet place without disturbance. So if you are traveling in a vehicle, then you are most unlikely to experience what we are out here to experience today. So if you are in your workplace, that's going to be the same thing. You're not going to experience what we have outset to experience. But so I want you, if you're at home or any such place where you have a quiet corner, please choose that. You can sit on a mat, or you can sit on a chair. It's perfectly fine. Like always, the standard instructions of no backrest. And if you're sitting on a chair, place your feet next to each other. Do not cross your feet. And if you're sitting on the ground, do not use a backrest to lean on. That's because your neck will slouch forward and the mind will interfere. And if you are sitting on the ground, then I would suggest that you use a mat or a pillow or a blanket to sit on so that there is an elevation between your knees and your sit bones so that your back is straight. All right, so these are the primary instructions. Do not snack while doing these meditations. That's because you're not going to experience what we are out here to experience. So today what we are going to do is to experience God's love. That's what I was given before we took on this practice. So welcome to all of you to Agar Meditation on this Saturday again. So let us, as always, start with the Maypole Meditation. I'm going to give you the instructions. So I hope you are comfortably seated. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is on the ground, which is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. You can either tell yourself that I'm sitting in the center of a golden circle if you're not able to visualize it. If you're able to feel it, that's excellent. In front of you, imagine, think, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top. The sphere represents your higher consciousness. You can replace the higher consciousness with any name and form that you feel like. Or you can just visualize consciousness in any way that you want. In your inner scene, see yourself walk up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you, through its ribbon, its relaxing energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any stress, any anxiety, any clutter, any restlessness that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Thank you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress, any anxiety, any worries that you may be carrying in any part of you. Soak this healing energy into you as if you were a dry twig. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences, negative habits, negative traits, negative tendencies. Anything that prevents you from receiving God's love, release all of that. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through its ribbon its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any tiredness, or even a sense of weakness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. Soak it up as if you were a dry twig, a dry towel that is wanting some water, a plant that is ready to soak every single drop of water. Soak it all up. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious and divine gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you wish to release. To enhance this love, it has to be shared. So ask your higher consciousness to bring to your attention, to your notice, your family members, your friends, your relatives, your acquaintances. Bring your hands together in Namaskara Mudra. Ask your higher consciousness to send its loving energies through your two hands and direct this energy as if you're spraying them with God's love. It just takes a fleeting moment for God's love to fill them. Fill all your family members, your friends, your relatives, your acquaintances with God's love. If you have had a bad day, imagine all those people whom you are blaming in front of you and send God's love to them. If you are worried about someone ailing, someone very ill, imagine them and send this God's love to them. If you're concerned about the safety of someone you know, imagine them and direct God's love to them. And if you think someone has wronged you, you're angry with someone, upset with someone, agitated or irritated at someone, if you've fought with someone, imagine all of them in front of you. Ask your higher consciousness to send its divine love through your two hands and direct this love to all these people. If you think you have wronged someone, you've hurt someone, imagine all those people. Ask your higher consciousness to send its divine love through your two hands and direct this love to them. And now we need to experience this love ourselves. We need to enhance this love on ourselves. So put your hands as if you are hugging yourself. Put your hands around you as if you're hugging yourself. And first tell yourself silently but really meaning it, I love me. Now in your heart, I want you to scream, I love me. I love me. I love me. Release your hands. Come back to conscious awareness. This is not about what we did right now is not about experiencing God's love. We are still in preparation. What is important is to really gear up for this experience. When I'm asked, what is the title for this Saturday's meditation? I sit in my meditation and I ask the higher consciousness, what is it that you would want to give? What is it that you would want me to communicate? And I'm told. So there's one thing of we wanting to experience God's love, and there's another thing where God wants us to experience His love. So when He wants us or it wants us to experience its love, then we need to be prepared. A bottle whose lid is open is the one into which water is poured. So please be in preparation to experience God's love. This is a humble request. The more the number of distractions and irritants, the lesser are the opportunities for you to have today's experience. When we experience God's love, you have to be alone, because your heart could fill with joy and you could shed tears of joy. You wouldn't want someone to walk to you and ask, are you okay? When you experience God's love, you could be blissed out in joy, in smile. You wouldn't want to ask, you wouldn't want someone to come to you and ask, what are you laughing about? What are you smiling about? You need solitude. You need peace. You need aloneness, because this is your appointment with your God. I'm just a facilitator here, trying to make this happen. So now, let us go to the next practice. Today we are doing the cosmic tree meditation. This is a practice primarily to install the love of God in us, because through life, through all the choices, decisions, and the difficulties that we have prayed, that we have faced, we have tolerated much pain and we have sacrificed love. Now we need to restore this love in us so we can experience God's love. A sapling whose roots have died cannot be resurrected or regenerated. But a sapling whose roots are weak but still willing is the one which is ready to sprout once again. We are all saplings whose roots are still weak, and many of us are willing. So let us sprout today. Let us begin the cosmic tree meditation now. Please follow my instructions. If you can, you can do this practice with your eyes open or eyes closed. Make sure that you are sitting straight with your lower back thrown forward, your upper back backwards, so that your neck, your back, and your hips are in one straight line. In your inner scene, ask your higher consciousness to show you a tree which is tall with many branches, with countless leaves, a tree which is so strong that can take your weight, that is your source of strength and support. A tree that you might have remembered seeing in your childhood, in your own garden, or you might have remembered seeing one in a photograph or painting. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this tree and put your arms around it as a mark of greeting, and also to remind yourself that this is a strong and firm leaning post. Now turn your back towards the trunk and stand a few inches away. Knowing fully well that this is a strong and firm leaning post, allow yourself to fall against the trunk rather than using your will to lean against it. It is there to support you. The tree thrusts its roots deep down into the earth, our cosmic mother, and raises its branches and leaves towards the sun, our cosmic father. Feel as if you can do as the tree does. As you breathe in, draw from the roots all that the cosmic mother is giving you, such as love and affection, courage, validation, nourishment, nutrition, support, and anything else that your human mother had to give you, which you might not have received in enough quantities because she might not have received from her human mother. As you breathe out, let go of any anger, any blame or disappointment, any guilt, or any ill feelings that you would have towards your human mother. Breathing this way a few times, receiving all that the cosmic mother is giving you, which she knows you need at this present time. Breathe in all the love, affection, joy, compassion, support, affection, everything that she is giving you. As you breathe out, let go of any anger, any blame, any disappointment, or anything else that you wish to release. Now, as you breathe in, draw from the source of the cosmic father, the sun. Draw from this source all that it is giving you, such as love, affection, courage, validation, strength, support, all the guidance that you ever need, that you needed from your human father, which you might not have received because he might not have received from his human father. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you wish to receive. And now breathing from both of these sources simultaneously, breathing from the cosmic mother up through your feet and out to your head, and from the cosmic father down to your head and out to your feet. Observe the two streams of energy filling your entire being. And as you breathe out, release everything that prevents you from receiving God's love. Let go of any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, anything that you consider negative, release all of that. And now, ask your cosmic parents to appear on either side of you. Your cosmic mother will appear on your left-hand side, and your cosmic father will appear on your right-hand side. Imagine them as large, nebulous beings, cloud-like, without a definite form. Extend your arms on both sides. Hold on to the hand of the cosmic mother with your left hand. And hold on to the left hand of the cosmic father with your right. Observe the energy flow into your two hands from theirs. Draw them closer to you. Ask them to come closer to you. Now drop your hands and ask them to embrace you in a close, protective embrace. Fill yourself with this love. Ask them to pour their joy on you. Ask your cosmic parents to fill you with their love. Ask your cosmic parents to enhance their love as much as you can experience it. Allow yourself to experience this divine love. You can ask your cosmic parents anything for which you need an answer. Do not be anxious. Do not expect. Your cosmic parents together form the higher consciousness. Thank your cosmic parents for being with you at all times, whenever you need. Thank you. Ask your higher consciousness to ground your energies. Bring yourself back to the present. Take a few normal breaths. Rub your hands on your shoulders and your arms. Rub your hands on your body. Rub your hands on your legs and your feet. Rub your hands on your back. Move your head from side to side. Turn left and right. Take a few deep breaths again. And slowly come back to the present. Open your eyes when you're ready. It is 6 p.m. and 2 minutes. Here in Bangalore, and wherever you are, come back to your local time and open your eyes when you're ready. For those of you who are still feeling lightheaded, please drink some water to ground your energies. Do not eat anything. You can stretch your legs, move your feet, move your fingers. You can move your shoulders, move your neck, bring some activity into your body to come back to normal. I'm so happy and thrilled that I am the medium today for God to express and to help it to want itself to have its love flow to all of you. I'm so happy that I've been the medium to instruct you to experience God's love. This is really an opportunity that we all must have every single day. Healing happens when we experience God's love. Nothing else comes in the way between you and God's love. You don't need any mediators between you and God. There is no requirement. We are all born of the same divine principle, whatever you call it. There's no medium. There is no religion. There's no ritual. Nothing is required for you to experience God's love. We all were born experiencing God's love. I have personally interacted with a few children who experienced God's love before they were born. And they are not special children. They are ordinary children. We all experience God's love before we were born, but most of us do not remember. We experience God's love even before the mind started taking over, but we did not know how to express because we didn't have a language. But we were in awe of how God was expressing itself through us. Mr. Bhattacharya says, I had very good experience as if sitting in the lap of my cosmic parents and wanted to continue in their love, didn't want to come back to consciousness. It is your right to be there, to exist there. This is their real home. The place where God exists is your real home. That's where you need to be, and you can get there whenever you want. So in Agar meditation, we have the Cosmic Parents audio. You can listen to it every single day. And every single day, you can experience God's love. But when God chooses to express its love and grace its choicest blessings on you, there's nothing better that you would want. Thank you so much for attending today's session. It was really, really fabulous for all of you to participate in this forum to experience God's love. The meditations that I share here are ones that I learned from a lady when she was 99 years old and she had 77 years of practice experience. And these meditations were given to her by the higher consciousness. And I'm just sharing these practices with you. And she always lived and spoke as the higher consciousness, never getting tired, never for one moment getting tired. She took, at the age of 99, she took 4 full day sessions for us, never getting tired. And we asked her, why, how is it that you don't get tired? You're 99. And she said, that's because I don't use my energy. The higher consciousness is using its energy through me. And so she would not be tired. And that was the intensity with which she was living. And she said, the higher consciousness had told her that anyone, literally anyone, can do what she had done. Anyone can connect to the higher consciousness. So we have uploaded this audio, the Maypole meditation and the Cosmic Tree meditation, on the Agar Healing website. You can go onto the website and listen to these audios every single day. And for best, for you to experience more, for you to upgrade, choose to practice twice daily if that helps you. Thank you all for joining today. It's been a wonderful, wonderful session. I'm really elated, happy, and gifted to be the instructor today. And thank you all for allowing yourself to experience God's love today.